The Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, a significant force in South African politics for over a decade, has been thrown into disarray following the defection of its deputy leader, Floyd Shivambu, to former President Jacob Zuma's emerging party, Umkhonto weSizwe, MK. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Known as the EFF's ideological backbone, Shivambu's departure has sent shockwaves through the party. While EFF leader Julius Malema was known for his fiery speeches advocating for the nationalisation of land and mines and the decolonisation of education, Shivambu provided the intellectual direction. Their partnership resonated with South Africa's youth, who were disillusioned with the slow pace of reform since apartheid ended in 1994. However, the EFF suffered a significant blow in the May general election, dropping from third to fourth place, with MK overtaking it to become the third largest party. MK's rise also cost the ruling ANC its parliamentary majority for the first time since 1994. Seeing the changing political landscape, Shivambu decided to jump ship, marking the biggest split in the EFF since its formation 11 years ago. For Malema, this was a personal betrayal, as the two had founded the EFF together after being expelled from the ANC then led by Zuma. Political analyst Maletsi Mbeki suggests that Shivambu's departure might strengthen Malema's grip on the EFF, removing a potential rival. However, the party is likely to face internal turmoil as it tries to retain its support base. Meanwhile, Shivambu has been appointed as MK's national organizer, a significant but less prominent role than his previous position. The relationship between Shivambu and Zuma will be closely watched, especially given their past conflicts. MK, still finding its footing, is led by a core team including Zuma and John Lorpe, a controversial judge. Shivambu's move to MK might also be a strategic decision, given the corruption scandal he and Malema are embroiled in, where they are accused of accepting bribes from a bank's disgraced boss. Although both have denied the allegations, the scandal could tarnish the EFF's image further. MK's economic policies align with those of the EFF, advocating for the expropriation of land and state ownership of key industries. However, these policies are seen as outdated by some, given the poor performance of South Africa's state-owned enterprises. The EFF has also struggled to gain traction with trade unions and older voters, who view the party as too confrontational. Both the EFF and MK have been criticized for failing to join President Cyril Ramaphosa's government of national unity after the election, missing an opportunity to influence national policy. MK's recent poor performance in by-elections in KwaZulu-Natal and the EFF's declining influence in local coalitions suggest both parties are at a crossroads, with their future political relevance uncertain. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.